Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Psalm 121, verse 3. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. So when my daughter was younger, 4 or 5 maybe, she was scared of her room at night. Things that were ordinary just seemed scarier in that dark, lonely room. So on a recommendation from a friend, we got a stuffed owl who we placed high on a shelf overlooking the whole room. Now, the kiddo believed that the owl would watch over her because owls are nocturnal, duh, mom, and therefore her owl wouldn't fall asleep and would be able to protect her all night long. Kid logic is the best, isn't it? When things feel extra dark or scary or just plain hard, we all feel this same way. At our core, we want to know that we're not alone and that we're going to be okay. Psalm 121 comes out of a call for help, a call from someone in the deep well of grief or despair or darkness. So if this is sounding extra familiar for you right now, I'd recommend you go and read the whole psalm, the whole of 121. It's not long, only 8 verses, but it is well worth the extra time to read it all. So the cry that begins this psalm is, where does my help come from? Ugh, we have all been there. When things are dark, when we're not okay, this is the cry we all have. Who is going to help me? Where are they? And more importantly, where is God right now in the dark where I feel alone? And yet, despite the despair and grief lurking in that question, the response is hope. The psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord. See, God will not leave you alone. And in case you wonder if God can even find you in the pit you are in the dark place where you find yourself, the psalmist has a response for that one too. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God made heaven and earth and is in all of it. So no matter where you are, God's there too. You are not alone. The psalmist says, he will not let your foot be moved, which, let's be honest, sounds like an odd thing to help with in this moment. But when you're feeling kind of beat up by the world or by those around you or by your circumstances, this is a reminder that someone is helping you stay strong. God won't let you lose ground. He won't let you be pushed back. And then there is this lovely promise that ends verse 3, our verse for today, and continues throughout the rest of the 8 verses. He who keeps you will not slumber. It's the God version of the owl in my daughter's bedroom. God will be with you through all of life, the good and the bad, the day and the night. God does not take time off. God does not need a break from being with you. God does not need to just rest his eyes for a moment. The God who loves you and calls you child, beloved child, does not slumber or sleep. The psalmist calls God a keeper in this song, or another way to translate it, a guardian. And instead of being kind of creepy like Sting singing every move you make, it's relieving, reassuring, and comforting. Like all the pressure of thinking you're alone and wondering if you're okay is taken off. You're taken care of. We don't actually have to worry that will be left alone to face the worst night. It'll be okay. And sometimes, even though it doesn't fix anything and it definitely doesn't magically turn on a light, sometimes that promise that we're not alone and it'll be okay, sometimes that promise is enough. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord watches over your going out and your coming in. You're not alone, and it will be okay. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.